Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Eyewitness evidence and news reports indicate George Floyd, a black man, was unjustly killed by white police. Many people are protesting and working to ensure that he did not die in vain. A Bible story suggests their work can be effective. Stephen, an early follower of Christ Jesus, was unjustly killed by the religious authorities of his time. Just before he was stoned to death, he told his killers that he was seeing a compelling vision of God in heaven. They were particularly enraged by that. One of the authorities who was there and heard Stephen's declaration, but did not participate in the stoning, was a fellow named Saul. Saul was a particularly enthusiastic persecutor of early Christians, but it's easy to think he was influenced by Stephen's vision, a vision he no doubt wished he had. As Saul traveled to Damascus to round up more Christians, he had his own vision and heard Christ speaking to him. This ultimately transformed him. He became a Christian and took the name we know him by today, Paul. He helped spread Christianity far and wide throughout the world of his day, healing people as Christ Jesus did. Considering how viciously Saul persecuted Christians, he would seem to be an unlikely candidate for reformation. But he was indeed transformed, getting a whole new way of thinking. This certainly suggests that the reforming power of God can transform those involved in injustices today. May we see and benefit from that transformation. Amen.